Support for WVIK comes from Seifert Building Supplies, offering choices of cabinets, countertops, and hardware combinations to create or remodel a new kitchen. For an appointment with a design specialist, 563-391-5110. For more information, QuadCityKitchens.com.
Tracy Singleton, and welcome to What's Happening QC. I am one of your guest hosts that will talk to you about what's happening in the QC, from concerts to plays to art to culture. You get it right here on What's Happening QC. This week, we're talking to Baron Ryan, a visiting artist with Quad City Arts. He'll be here doing a special show on Friday, February 27th at TMBC Lincoln Resource Center, and that is our conversation today. Hi, I'm Tracy Singleton, your host for What's Happening QC. I'm excited to be here today with visiting artist Baron Ryan. Before we get into the introduction of who you are and what you do, I first want to say thank you for being here, but I've heard you've been here before.
I have. Yes, this will be my second time in the Quad Cities as an artist in residence. So I'm excited to return, and thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, no problem. So I had to read up on you. I didn't catch you the first time. I'm excited to catch you this second time. But you're not your classical pianist, a classical pianist, from what
right.
I've read, right?
Yes.
So why don't
yes.
you give us a little bit of your background?
Yes. Well, I started as a classical pianist. I have a concert pianist as a father, and also a musician as a mother. They met in music history class in college. So I grew up with music all around me, all different sorts of music, though. My father's, he is a diploma recipient from the 1975 International Chopin Competition, but he's also a member of the Oklahoma Jazz Hall of Fame. So that's a kind of a range of the influence that I grew up with. Mm-hmm. I went to University of Oklahoma to get a piano performance degree, and then realized that while it's good to do what other people are doing when you're in school, when you're trying to make it as a performer, you want to do what other people are not doing.
Exactly. So you stand out.
Yes. So I realized that I had this kind of sensibility for American music, especially jazz, ragtime, and then beyond that, funk and pop and other styles that I wanted to infuse into my own playing. So I started, I started basically just trying to mix my different influences together in a way that was fun for me and unique for the audience. And so I say that I make music in which classic meets cool,
right?
Because then I can tell a story about how the music that I'm about to present came together.
Wow. So you have many influences, obviously your parents, your father was, mm-hmm. you were classically trained, but you've putting your own spin on things, correct?
Right.
Alrighty.
Right.
So then I've also read that you were asked to create a piece to commemorate the Tulsa Massacre. Mm-hmm. And I know that you will be here all week long visiting different schools and community centers, but you are having a concert where you'll be featuring that piece, correct?
Exactly right. Yes. Yeah. So I have a week full in Quad Cities. In the Quad Cities, I have three performances or outreaches a day, a lot in schools, one or two public performances as well. You can go to the Quad City Arts website to see where I'll be and where you can find me. But the culmination of the trip, of the visit, will be a concert with two other musicians, a violinist and cellist, and together we're going to perform my piece for violin, cello, and piano, called There Arises Light in the Darkness. It's a piece that I was asked to write to commemorate the centennial observance of the Tulsa Race Massacre. I live in Tulsa. I was born here. And it's a really meaningful piece, not just for Tulsans, but it's about finding hope in the midst of sorrow. And the whole program, there's a first half that will go with that my piece will be all in the second half. The first half will be music that people have used to find hope in the midst of sorrow from around the world. And it's really an uplifting program and an uplifting work of music, I hope.
Very inspiring. So we all know February is Black History Month. The Tulsa Massacre is a huge part of Black history. So I think, though, I get asked a lot, like, well, how should people celebrate Black history? And how do you feel your piece helps them not just celebrate it, but also understand it?
Yes, it's, we have a unique history, Black Americans, as coming from generally a place of being downtrodden and of oppression. And so my question is, well, what do we do with that now? And how do we view that as well? When I look back, what is my disposition toward the people then who were abusive and unloving? And then what do I do now? And my response is, well, let's try to learn and use that history as a way to inform how to not repeat it, for one thing, and how to move forward with love. And so I hope that this piece is a way of showing that even in tragedy, there is still beauty that can come forth and that can be found, that can be revealed to make even the worst occurrences in history, to make them, not to redeem them, but to find something valuable in them.
In that, right. Okay, so I started out on piano when I was 7 years old and transitioned to violin, right? And played that all through high school. So I'm very familiar with the three pieces and the orchestras and so on and so forth. If you had to describe what you do to someone who's never heard a piano before, or a pianist, how would you describe? Because I hear a lot just in talking to you and in reading you that you're a storyteller through music.
Yes. I like that question. I've not gotten that question before. What I try to do is similar. I'm going to think about this question over the next day, and then I'm going to come back with a great answer, but I have to think of it right now. Anyway, so when I think of film, when you watch a film, it's much more, it's very apparent. There are characters and there are storylines, and you can feel, you can become invested in the characters and in their stories, and you can reflect their emotions in yourself. It stories draw out emotions in us, and I want to do the same thing, but through only music. So I don't have as film has you have imagery and music and all the stuff together. I like music by itself in addition to music to accompany other things. And so I want to draw out the same sort of emotions that you would feel when you're watching a great film. I want to do that, but only through music. So I try to connect what I'm playing with a story that would be at least somewhat familiar to you as a listener. So sometimes that can happen through the music by itself, but especially in concert, introducing the piece is pivotal to help people understand what they're about to hear. Not so much in a pedantic way, but to say, okay, this is supposed to portray how a mother feels grieving over her child, and then we play the piece, and then you feel it. So really that's my very unprepared, unrehearsed answer of what I want to do to somebody who's never heard a piano before.
Right. Very good answer. Well, I know part of the mission for Quad City Arts is to expose people to different forms of art. So we are very much looking forward to seeing you on Friday, February 27th, Friday, February 27th at TMBC Lincoln Resource Center. It is Maren Ryan in concert. So thank you for taking the time to do this with us today, and we will see you in a few weeks.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Our theme music was written by Centaur Noir and Del Rockford. What's Happening QC is produced in the studios of WVIK Quad Cities NPR.
Support for WVIK comes from Seifert Building Supplies, presenting a newly remodeled kitchen showroom in Davenport. Seifert has 130 years' experience in kitchen design, with design specialists on site. More information is available at QuadCityKitchens.com.